You can be seated. Well, welcome to Monday Chapel. One quick announcement. There, Sawyer Incorporated has a table in the back of the chapel this morning, and they are there to talk to any student that's interested in thinking about clean water and mission. So make sure you stop by that table if that's you. Secondly, a piece of good news. This weekend coming up is winter break. Praise God. We are in chapel this semester. We're making our way through 1 Peter, and so we're going to continue that this morning, and I've invited some friends up here to help me explore that a little bit. So let me read our scripture, and then we'll get into things. This is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Listen now for the word of God. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and slander. But like newborn infants, like little babies, long for pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into your salvation, if indeed that you have tasted that the Lord is good. This is the word of the Lord. So I've invited these friends of mine, Sabrina, Anders, Carissa, and Josh, this morning. Yep, we can give a big shout out, give them some love. These are some student leaders on campus, but also in campus ministry. And they are going to help us explore this verse a little bit, because I think that all of them would agree that they have tasted that the Lord is good. So I want to ask you this question to start off. Like the text says in 1 Peter 2, how have you grown into your salvation while you've been at Hope College?
Coming to Hope, I didn't really believe in God. I knew he was there, but I didn't really know what to do about that. And the friends that I've made here really have inspired me to take opportunities to get to know him, and my life is completely different than I thought it was going to be, and that's because I said yes to him, and he set me free.
That's awesome. Amen.
Yeah, for me, I came to Hope in a really dark time in my life. I knew a lot about God, but I didn't really know him and have this intimate relationship that I have with him now. I was in the midst of an addiction to pornography for 3.5 years and really struggled with relapse for the first 2 years of my time here at Hope. But something changed this summer. I was born again, and then coming back to Hope this fall and this spring is just like I wanted more and more of God. And it's like chapel, Monday, Wednesday, Friday was awesome. Gathering on Sunday was awesome. But what about Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, right? So small group has been really awesome with that, pursuing God in community with other people on days that we don't have chapel.
Yeah, for me, I always grew up in the church, so it was coming to Hope being intentional about continuing that relationship with God, and I grew up in a Pentecostal church, so it's very different from what's around in the Holland area, and so I had to form my own church community and like kind of form my own type of youth group with my friends and with people in the Hope community.
For me, it was, I had always kind of grown up in the church as well. My dad's actually a pastor, so I've been around the church since a very young age. But I think the biggest thing for me in growing into my salvation when I came to Hope was just kind of trying to find a faith that was my own, that wasn't defined by my dad's or, you know, my family's, and kind of like keeping up that appearance. So it was really just about finding that. And so kind of one of the things that I've kind of struggled with throughout my faith journey is, like, I always kind of have these ideas and all these things that I kind of want to do and feel would be good to do, but I really struggle with actually going out and doing them. So kind of my journey at Hope has kind of been getting out and doing things instead of just kind of talking about it.
I like that because it sort of characterizes what each of you said, right? Taking your faith, something that you can say, yes, I believe this, and then actually doing something with that here at Hope. So I know I've seen each of you grow in your faith in a lot of different ways. One of the ways, though, that I've gotten the chance to witness to that is that each of you lead a small group on campus And so I want to ask each of you, why did you want to start a small group? Why did you want to become a small group leader?
So Sabrina and I co-lead a group, and to be honest, I showed up to, there's an info night for like leadership opportunities through campus ministries, and I really didn't know why I was there. It's like, I don't have enough time to lead a small group. But I was sitting in the meeting, and I was like, oh, it'd be pretty cool if we did it with our friends. And then I asked Sabrina, and she said yes.
Yeah, I've never...
Oh, gosh! Nice.
Yeah, I've never done a Bible study before, so I don't really know why I said yes, but I did. I just felt like very called to it, and I just took an opportunity, and I didn't know where it was going to go. And so it's actually our friend group, and it's co-ed, and there's about like 15 of us, and so far it's gone really great.
It's awesome. So you guys sort of looked at your group of friends, and you said, what if we as a group of friends did a Bible study or a small group together, which I think is really creative. So that's cool. Thanks.
Yeah. I signed up. There was like a little thing on the board there last year during the spring semester, and it was talking about small groups, and I had been a part of a couple really, really good, Bible studies in high school, and I hadn't really experienced that at Hope. So I guess I just saw that, and I just said, well, you know, why not? Wasn't even really in a great place with the Lord at that point. I was kind of dead in my faith, but I just decided, you know, I'm just going to kind of step out and do this. Kind of going to that info meeting, I was a little intimidated because me and Anders were actually the only two guys there. So that was cool. it's just been a really great experience so far. We've got some really great, really great guys in Bible study with us. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of going back to like why, like I said earlier, being intentional about forming my own community. I noticed that a lot of students of color were struggling with their faith. And so I decided that instead of saying like, why isn't Hope doing something, or why isn't Campus Ministries isn't doing something, why isn't I doing it? And so just being intentional about, you know, if I see something that I believe that needs to be changed, I should be the one to change it. And so that's why I started the Bible study.
That's awesome. That takes a lot of grace and humility to be able to step up and lead in that way. So I've really appreciated that about you and your small group. So the last question I want to ask, you guys have all each taken this step of faith in leading these groups and doing something with your faith in that way. So how have you seen God show up in that step of faith? How have you seen God show up in your small group this past year?
I can see that we have deeper relationships, and it goes farther beyond the Bible study. I can see that in our lives we're actually applying what we've learned, which is really awesome.
Just echoing off of that, we have shared our testimonies with each other as a part of our small group, and it's just been really cool to see how God has shown up in each person's life and how he continues to show up.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, for me, our group is so unique. I have a student who grew up Jehovah's Witness, and someone's Greek Orthodox, and then we have some people that grew up in the Catholic faith, and I'm Pentecostal, so it's just a room. And then some people had no faith at all, and so to be able to come together in the presence of one God and to be able to share and grow together, I think it's just phenomenal. And, you know, we go Bible shopping, like some people didn't have Bibles and stuff like that, so like it's just, we really have become a family together, and I think it's really cool how God showed up in our group.
That's awesome. I love that about being at Hope, right, is you're at this place, this institution where people come from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. That doesn't come across regularly in life, right, because you'll grow up and become part of a church where everyone's sort of the same denomination usually, right, and so at Hope to be able to do a small group with people that come from such different backgrounds, it's kind of a cool opportunity that you've gotten to lead. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I guess for me, there's kind of been, in our group, there's really been two things that have been really awesome. And the first thing is, I mean, I've kind of been praying like from the very beginning for a community to be formed. Going into the small group, I didn't know anybody that was in the small group, and I didn't even know who I was leading with, but Seth McCall has been a pretty awesome co-leader. So, but yeah, it was just really, so that's kind of something that I prayed for, and we've really seen that's happened throughout the past semester. I really love each and every one of the guys in the group, and they've just taught me so much, and I've just really been challenged a lot by each and every one of them. So that's just been really awesome. And then number two is I had just a lot of anxieties about being a leader, and you know, I just kind of felt that there were a lot of kind of like inadequacies and parts of my life that like weren't really good enough to be a Bible study leader and to, you know, kind of represent campus ministries. And really what God has shown me is that just doesn't matter. Like the things that is, as long as you're taking that step and you know, going and pursuing your faith, God's going to meet you where you're at. And that's just been a really awesome experience. And honestly, it's not even, like, I don't really lead very much. Everybody in the group is just as much of a leader as I am. So I think that's just been really cool to kind of build that community and just have that experience. So.
That's awesome. That's great. So one last question, and we didn't talk about this, but so if I'm a student here at Hope and I'm sitting out in one of these pews right now and I'm wondering, how do I grow into my salvation? What advice would you have for Hope students?
Create a small group. Could be with your friends or just come in blind with it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say make God like your best friend, like the person that you talk to in the morning, or like when something crazy happens, you like, oh my goodness, like God, like this happened to me, da da da. Like just make sure like he's like the first person that's on your mind, and he'll just get you through so many different struggles, like whatever you're going through, as long as you keep him as your best friend.
I mean, I guess my biggest encouragement, I guess, is just to kind of like get out of your comfort zone. There's just so much good that can come out of just kind of taking that step, you know, outside of what you're comfortable with, and just kind of taking your faith to that next level as well. Because I mean, we, you know, chapel and gathering, that's really awesome, but it, you know, it's, I think it's kind of worthless if you just keep it within the hall. Well, this isn't a hall. The walls, that's what it is. the walls of Dimnan Chapel. I mean, I think that our faith is meant to be to go greater and to go beyond these walls. So I think if you are, you know, kind of feeling any sort of stirring, I mean, just kind of, you know, go out and get out of that comfort zone a little bit.
I'd say diving into the Word. I know a lot of people read the Bible in a year, and it's February. It's not too late if you haven't started yet. But really, it's been really awesome just to wake up every morning and read. It's like 3 or 4 chapters a day, and it just gets your day off on the right foot and just keeps you grounded, and you learn so much about God.
Keeps you grounded on those Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, yes. Right? That's great. Well, one announcement, if you are interested in becoming a leader with campus ministry, we are going to have an info night on the Tuesday after winter break, Tuesday, February 20th, at 7 p.m. here in Dimnit Chapel. And we're going to have time to worship together and then to get information about small group leaders, worship team leaders, and immersion trip leaders. So let me close this in prayer. God, thank you for working in and among us, even when we're not perfect. I pray that you would give courage to those who need the courage to step up and to do something with their faith. God, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.